Blog Talk Radio.
We're done now.
well that night as we come, we were listening to what's going on in the world. Stop the killing, save the baby. We come tonight to tell you, in the Dr. Martin Luther King movement tonight, we have to save the suffering. I want to say to you, those listening tonight, I'm praying much. I want to thank Brother Sampson and Janice for the service they had over at Marquette Park. Very nice. So I want to say to you tonight, if you're ready to go to another level, kids going back to school, we got to be responsible for our kids. We got to be responsible for each other. That song that was made, it talks about we are children of God. We have to be able to walk in the way to make things happen. I want to thank you, Sister Mary Hawkins. I want to thank you, Brother Carl, today for meeting with you. And God told me everything is in design order. And some of you tonight wondering how things are going to go, it's going to be all right. We're praying for those that lost homes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes. God is in control. And I want to say that and let you know God is in total control. And tonight, when you look at the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the spirit of our ancestors, they brought something to the table. We have to go on, stop the killing, save the baby. Because it seemed like it's a force want you to destroy your children. So you have to pay attention. I say our ancestors, that we're coming to a level where we have to understand standing in white supremacy. We're standing in that stuff happened of the 13th. But Billings Day Parade, the parade to honor our youth. They're going back to school. And one of the things that Reverend Sampson is saying that we need to go back, Janice, Bright Star, to kids learning a trade. Trade, how to be bricklayers, how to be painters. We got away from that. So right now we got our kids not doing nothing. So tonight, the 23rd number Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, we read that every night. You know, and I want to say to you, I look over some things. And as I look over some things, I feel that God gonna open up a door because where so much evil is going on. Yes, there's lots of evil going on. And when I go to the prophets of old, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I go to the prophets that we know, you know, Bishop Mason, Bishop Cook, Bishop Ross, Bishop Ford. And when I go to the bishops, that our people will be saved. You got to pray that they invite God in to heal their body and their mind. They have to understand that God will deliver you out of any problem you have tonight. Any problem that's going on, God is in control. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You know, I want to say this tonight. David had to make a decision that he was going to be the king. his life went on, but he repented to God. Sometimes you have to repent to God, or God might open up a door to you where you might be able to help somebody else. We are children of God, and we know the evil spirit don't want you to be healed, delivered, don't want you to trust in God. But I'm telling you tonight, if tonight is your reliving, tonight is your breakthrough night. Come on, somebody. Tonight is your night that you claim your deliverance from God. Psalm 91, Spirit showing me tonight. I'm praying much for you that have so much going on and you don't know why. I'm praying for the healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, if you got a need, you plan to see our ministry. If you don't, we're going to keep praying for you. We're going to keep asking you to look up what God got for you. It's for you. Your name is on the record. Your ancestor name is on the record. I'm praying tonight for so much evil in the land. I'm praying for people prayer to go out to get milk at night. The violence that's going on. The police can't stop it. The army can't, nobody but God and prayer. I'm praying for you, Sister Margaret. I'm praying for you, Sister Darlene. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe, wherever you might be tonight. I've got a word to say, all is well if you just let go for a minute and watch God. I want to tell you, a young man got shot, two got killed. Why? Because of evil. Because of things that throw out there, sending negativity. But we're praying tonight for the power of the Almighty God. And he said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. I'm praying for you, Sister Sarah, all the way down in Baton Rouge. And I want to tell you, Mother Minnie, all is well. I'm looking at Chicago tonight. And I look at Chicago. I want to tell you, God is able for Chicago, New York, California, St. Paul, Minnesota, Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia. God is right there. But you got to activate him. You got to call on God. God will deliver you out of whatever you're in. God will bring you out. And some of you need to be brought out tonight. In the spirit of our ancestor tonight. Here's a scripture that I want to share with you tonight. 37th chapter Ezekiel. Read that. And when you read that, you're going to find out God as Ezekiel. Ezekiel's in a valley of dry bones. Let me help you out. He was in a valley where nobody progressed. So God asked the question, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel was a very educated man, a priest, rabbi, been to all schools to speak, but he was wise enough to say, God, I know it. We don't know nothing until we ask God. Whatever going on in your life, you got to ask God for the healing. Ezekiel said, God, thou knowest. Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to the water. Prophesy to the universe. That means that you got to say something. In the fire furnace, we got some young men here that won't bow. We're going to see, do they really love God? I'm talking about Rack Shack and all the Benigos. Jared, sometimes you got to go back to the old landmark. People are getting struck by lightning. You say, why? Because grandma said, look, boy, get somewhere and sit down, girl. It's lightning and storming. Get somewhere and sit down till this storm get over. Because you know how dangerous it is to defy God. Daniel was locked up in the lion's den. And the lion was hungry. But the angel gave a lock their jaw. They couldn't eat Daniel. Daniel had anointing on his life. And when those David had anointing on his life, Abraham, Jacob, had anointing on their life. Tonight, you don't know it. You got anointing on your life tonight. Dr. Martin Luther King had anointing on his life. He said, I'm glad that God let me live this long to see what unfolds. Now, Dr. King's spirit is all over America. Because people saying, Bishop, we want to be free. If they in South Africa, Mississippi, Arkansas, I want to be free from the hate and the jealousy. I want to be free from all that have locked me down. Somebody ain't going to pray with me tonight. I want to be free from blood, this sugar, this tumor. And you can be free. If you just ask God, I want to be free from the alcohol addiction, from the dope addiction, from the cocaine addiction. I want to be free from popping pills right now. God told me to tell you it's going to be all right, Brother Wayne. And I want to tell you, Sister Sylvia, your healing is on its way. And I want to tell you tonight as listeners, when the Hebrew boys wouldn't bow, when the boys wouldn't bow, the devil got mad. Anytime you stand up against evil, the devil get mad. But I want you to get ready for that big money coming, Lorraine. And I want to tell you, Mickey came to me and asked me a question. And I'm going to tell you tomorrow what Mickey asked me. And I answer her in the spirit. Sometimes the spirit comes to tell you some things. Sometimes the spirit comes to share loved one with you, come to share with your breakthrough, your healing. Raymond, hold up. Bright Star, hold up. Because God got something with your name on it. Now, Mary been reading the 23rd number Psalm. David was just a baby boy. And they called for all the people to come. Jesse didn't come. And Jesse, they was called for them to come. Jesse, David was out seeing about the show. They said, well, none of these you got. is the one. Jeez, I got one more. That was David. David was talking to God in the woods. David killed the bear, killed the lion. David sing about the sheep. David, a man after God's own heart. David. And David says, the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall know. And that personal. You got to know God is my shepherd. That's kind of personal. You know, I know lots of people, and these older people, they live by the 23rd number song. One lady go to bed with that song, but the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. Personal testimony. When you can say the Lord, he is my shepherd. David could have said a whole lot of stuff, but David depended on God. That the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. And tonight you need a shepherd. Tonight you need a cover. Tonight you need the word of God in your life, man. Woman, you need to let go and let God. The man can't do it for you. The woman can't do it. The pastor can't do it. The bishop can't do it. Nothing but God. Glory, hallelujah. Only right now. Repent of your sins. The Lord save me. He can save you as I speak. As I speak, he can heal that cataract, that tumor, that high blood can heal you from that dope addiction. He can do it right now. All you got to do is say, God, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'm going to take him tonight. For my personal Savior. I'm going to take him tonight to deliver me to the next level. I was asking somebody for what I'm talking about. God got your name, but the devil wants to take you out. God ain't going to let it. In the name of the Father. I feel a great anointing tonight. And I feel that tonight, Psalm 70, Psalm 65, this is your breakthrough night. Can't sleep, back hurt, aching. Get ready for a divine healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I can't do it for God too. See, when the Hebrew boys got in trouble, see, when they couldn't make it, they had to call on God. He said, Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I can touch and heal you right now. Moses put out of Egypt, kicked him out, put him in, carried him and put him in the Delta. Some of you tonight in New York, Chicago, in a Delta place, where you scared to go to sleep, so much shooting. Scared to go out the house in a devil place. Moses was tending the sheep and he seen a burning bush. Some of you seen the bush, but you wanted separate. He said, let me go see. God already told you what to do. But you won't do it. He seen the burning bush. All he had to do, consume it, was just burn. When he got to that spot, God said, Moses, take your shoes off. The ground you stand on, holy ground. Tonight, God telling you that you got a job. Friend, with you, Sister Geneva, God bless you. Got your text. Mother Francis, New Orleans, God bless you tonight. And I want to tell you, the Lord's Anderson down in Pickett, I'm praying for you. Henrietta, praying for you tonight. God got your kitchen, and he wants you tonight to let go and let God. Let him open every door up to you. And let him break down the stronghold trying to block. God got a blessing with your name on it. Yes, he is. Psalm, this is the first of month. I want you to read Psalm 119. East, west, north, south, and make your request that something you asked God for, but you got to make a request. I want you to do that, east, west, north, and south. Go away. And as you do that, God going to deliver you where you're supposed to be delivered. Come on, somebody. I'm asking God to open up that door of holiness for you. I'm asking God to bless you in a special way tonight. We are the children of God. And I want to take that curse of Eve up to the family. Lost a loved one. Lady called me and said she lost a loved one. And all those mothers that hurt me wonder why God is still in control. Let me say it again. God is still in control. God going to see you through. Father God, to God, praise the hands of God. Tonight I come as an invitation before a cool fountain, asking you to look and heal our young folks. Asking you, Lord, to touch so many have lost so much. Touch the mothers in pain. Heal the heart. Heal the mind. God, I know that you're able, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. I know you're able to touch the mind, soul, and body. I'm asking you to touch right now. In the name of the Almighty God, I curse that addiction spirit, that spirit, loose them and let them go. Right now, you ever lose your hope? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let that man go, that woman go tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I take charge of their life. The angel Michael, Raphael. Raphael, the healing angel. Metatron, the angel that bring peace right now. In the mighty name of the Almighty God. Loosen the brothers and sisters in jail because of evil spirits. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Church, right now, somebody, God is speaking to you. God is saying all is well, young man. Make a vow to God tonight. And God's going to turn this thing around and fix it for you. Well, can't nobody fix it but God. I tonight for you, for Mississippi, prophets of the Blue Mountains, the floods, the storms, God still is in control. I want to tell you tonight, God's going to keep you in divine health. David was a man after God's own heart. He never did forget to repent. Some of you have to repent to God, and God will deliver you out of what you're in. God will take you to the next level. Somebody ain't praying for me tonight. Been crying to the hospital and back. But I rebuke every demon spirit, every spirit not like God. I rebuke it tonight. And I plead the blood of Almighty God. I'm praying for you, Sister Linda, in my spirit. Dee Dee, I'm praying for you tonight. John, I'm praying for you. Ralph, yeah, talk about you. I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Sister Pam, God, for my soul. Essie, let go. And let God. Tonight, spirit of being free. I want to tell you tonight, got your letter wrote. God's going to bless you with that apartment. God's going to give you a new position. So, Lord, I need another job. I want to bring you to do this on his way. Crying and begin to pray. Thank you. See, some of you don't know God. You have to worship God to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be scared to get in your bedroom and cry out. You got to praise him. The devil wants you to praise him. But he's a liar. And he ain't right. You begin to praise God, all yokes gonna be open. When you praise God, all doors gonna be open. When you praise God, healing coming. Finance coming. Somebody need a financial breakthrough. Check is on its way. He's quick. God is quick, fast. I want to tell you, he's working at her. So it's on its way. Let go tonight. Wherever you be, let God. God's trying to get your attention. Mother, I want to tell you, all of them. Got to bury a son, a daughter, child. But God said the way to the sin is death. And give God eternal life. God is able to make things be all right. God is able tonight bring you into divine teaching. I want to let you know tonight, God said on this Monday night, the night is your break to make a covenant with God. God said, Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. I'm going to bless you, I'm going to curse you, curse you. And he put Abraham into a deep sleep. He said, I'm going to make you from Abraham to Abraham, father of many nations. I want you to know tonight, God promised Abraham, and whatever God promised Abraham, he promised you. When you walk in your anointing, walk in what God gave you, man. Woman, walk into what God gave you, woman. And as you walk into what God gave you, as you break through and deliver each other, quick, fast, and in a hurry. God got what you need. God got what you want. You got to let go and let God. God's going to do it long about right now. Now, Carrie, I'm praying for you. And all our saints, all the saints, all the ancestors tonight, east, west, north, and south, I call forth ancestors. Give you closure of what's going on in your life. God wants you to know all his ways. Repent and say, Lord, save me. God can do it now. Brother White, I'm praying for you tonight. Mother Lena, I'm praying for you tonight. All the way in Las Vegas, Dr. Gibson, bless you. Mary Scott, God bless you tonight. Thank you. I want to thank you, Sister Adrian. I want to thank you tonight for every donation you sent, little or small. I want to thank you for thinking about ministry. I want to thank you tonight for opening up that door that's been closed. I want you to know tonight that God is going to make a way out of my way. Them that lost their home, they just ain't got nothing. But I want to tell you, young lady, you got God, and that's enough. And I want to tell you, whatever the devil stole, if the fire got it, the flood got it, God gonna restore. Because all the silver, all gold belongs to God, not man. God, I thank you for my life. I thank you for living. Because all this other stuff, Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, and all this other stuff, your Lord, I'm going to give that to you. But you got to seek God, body, mind, soul and spirit. I want somebody to know what I'm talking about. Matthew 6 and St. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek first the kingdom. Well, you got to act like you're a king. You got to act like you're a prince. You got to act like you're God. You got to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, man. And once you do that, God gonna give you what you want, that what the word says. And he one that won't lie. Whatever God said, I believe it. And it's going to come quick, fast, bam, in a hurry. God do it quick. Marie, I'm praying for you tonight. God bless you. That big smile on your face. I want to know that I'm praying for you tonight. That God is able to put the stuff in there. God bless you. I want you to know, Brother Smith, all is well. Sometimes you have to use the word and speak some things. All is well. Because God wants you to be healed and well, because he got a job for you. You need to ask God, God, what is my assignment? What do you want me to do? Glory, hallelujah. God got assignment. You got to let go and let God give it to you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Tomorrow night, we on several nights a week from 9 to 10 each night on Monday, Dr. King Moon. Tuesday, Chicago, that's just a Wednesday Bible class. Tonight, I just want to give thanks to all of you that stand in prayer. Prayer changes things. Every church, every pastor. Don't seem like you're doing nothing, but hang on in there. It's going to be all right. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you. Thank God for the ancestors. I say. So when you hang on in there, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So get ready tonight for God to pour out the blessing. You tried everything. Try God. As I speak tonight, I'm sending the spirit of healing, the spirit of peace, the spirit of joy, and the spirit of love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him tonight shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That means when you lift up God, God will touch you. You're able to touch somebody else. They found that out. And when you call on God, it's all in his hand. Whatever you want, it's in his hand. Whatever you need tonight, it's in his hand. I think they say it's all in his hand. They heal him in his hand. The deliverance is in his hand. It's all in his hand. Somebody ought to say, holy, holy. It's in his hand. Healing, healing. It's in his hand. Joy, joy, joy is in his hand. Whatever you need tonight is in God's hand. I want to tell you, you reach out and ask God for the healing, because it's all in his hand. When you know it's in his hand, you let go and let him have his way. The old folks always say, I feel good, good, good. Something about Jesus make me feel good. They sing a song back in the woods. Something about Jesus make me feel good. Sister Sally sang that song. The mother Ross sang that song. Something about Jesus make me feel good. I want you to feel good. But I want you to know Psalm 43 come in my spirit tonight. And I want to tell you, Brother Harris, I pray for you. And Brother William, I pray for you. Thank you, Brother Al Sample. You spoke real nice about that God put the black man on a mission. The mission of healing and deliverance. Don't get off the mission. Stay on the mission. So God put you on the mission. Glory, hallelujah. God put you on the mission, man. You got to stay on the mission. And if God put you on it, you have to stay on it. I want to tell you on our way out tonight, there's seven miracles God is going to turn over to some of you tonight. Something you ask God for to try everything. God's going to turn it over to you. Or release it to you. Quick, fast, and hurt. So get ready for God to release you. That miracle to you. Bad. Somebody ought to say, don't do it to her. But that's what he do. He delivered quick, fast, and in a hurry to you. Raymond called me. Joe, I need to hear from you. I got a word. I know you don't want to listen. I need to tell you. And once you get this word, God will do the rest. Okay. Okay, Bishop. All that ways acknowledge God. He will direct your path. If the path is there, God needs to direct you how to get there. God needs to direct you on staying there. Hello, somebody. And he will do that. In the will, the Almighty, God is already turn some things around tonight. Psalm 119, Psalm 23, Psalm 91, Pearl. Deborah, give me a call. Yes, I got a message for you. I want to tell you, for you, Beverly, I know you don't know how to take it. Stay focused. God wants to keep things going your way. Hello. God wants to keep doors open up for you. And he's going to do it. Tell you, Brother Nelson. Brother Milton. Jolie. Brother William. God got you covered. Let go. And let go. said again, let go and let God. Somebody hear what I'm saying tonight.